there is nothing more liberating, nothing more life-affirming than being able to go into a store and scan your own dozen eggs. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest will be Ian Buchanan. He just finished a long run on General Hospital. Ian has been on almost every soap opera that's ever been on television. He's also been on a slew of primetime projects, sitcoms and dramas. So Ian will stop by and chat with me and Christina Staffo about his career. And then this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by old-time swear words. When you hear some of these, you're going to wonder why people even got offended by any of them in the first place. But they used to be really bad to say, and now they're just downright corny. And then the New Age debate about waxing and men. Oh, you're like me. You're a guy, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, and this idea of waxing and getting rid of your chest hair, it's just so strange. You have 10 SOS pads glued to your chest, but it's okay. You like it. You think it's Tom Selleck chic. Well, the rest of the world now says, uh-uh. Christina Staffo will stop by. We'll talk about the pros and cons of saying goodbye to that hair. And we start things off this hour with a very exciting time for me when I went to my local Walmart the other day. Normally, I go in, I grab my stuff, and then you gotta stand in the line, and you gotta wait, and oh my goodness, it's the express line, it says 10 or less, but the woman there has 22, and the cashier doesn't say anything, so la-di-da-di-da. Well, now, there is the most liberating experience. Two words that are pure magic. Self-checkout. I finally have them in my local Walmart. You don't know how exciting this is. Have you ever done this? Have you ever wanted to pretend you were a cashier just for a few moments? Do you remember the first time you did a self-checkout and you tried to scan something on your own? And there it is, and you got that piece of glass that's kind of like a mirror or whatever, and you're trying to line up the barcode, and it's not going ding-ding, and oh, you're getting embarrassed, and all of a sudden, oh, help is on the way, and all of a sudden, here comes somebody to show you how to properly scan. No. I'm all past that. I've been a self-checkout artist in several stores, but now in my local Walmart, I can do it, and it's so, so exciting. No more big lines, because most people don't want to self-scan because they don't know if they're going to do it properly. And then you got to stand there and you got to read the screen. There were some people here on the first day at my local Walmart doing this that were confused beyond belief. They're just staring at the screen. What do? And then you get someone there you could tell never scanned anything before. And they can't understand why the loaf of bread won't scan, and they're getting frustrated. And then they look and, oh, is someone coming for help? So it's kind of frustrating in that respect if you have to stand behind a bunch of newbies that don't know what they're doing. But once you learn how to do it, you'll never go back. You'll never want to deal with a cashier that's always licking their hands to count money and licking their hands to open the bag, and then they're coughing as if they just walked out of a tuberculosis ward somewhere. No. You are free. You do it by yourself. You stand there and you scan, and it's like you're a kid pretending you're a cashier. It is the most liberating experience in the entire world until scan, nothing. Scan, still nothing. And then you press the button. Uh-oh. The whole thing has locked up. That happened to some poor soul as I was standing there. They were doing so well with the scanning. They had mastered it. They were bagging properly. Because not only do you get to scan, you get to bag. But then when it was time to pay, there was something wrong. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing crashed. And they had to call over the person. And the person said, "I'm sorry, there's a problem with the machine." And they had to start all over again. But that is only a small bump in the road, I tell you. Because self-scanning, the art of being your own checkout artist, of being able to avoid the lines and get out quickly and have fun doing it, it's what makes this American dream so wonderful. Enjoy yourself and enjoy your scanning. Stay with us. Coming up, Ian Buchanan. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugging first baseman nearly won the Triple Crown in 1994 and was named the NL MVP. He ranks as the Astros' all-time leader in home runs and RBIs.
Look out. I think he's jacked one. Has he ever? How about it?
So where is Jeff Bagwell now? Jeff became the Astros' hitting coach in 2010 and turned the offense around. Jeff was offered a 2-year extension, but he turned it down. In the following year, he came up short for the Hall of Fame, his wife filed for divorce, and he was identified as the other man in the assault trial of a Houston surgeon. Jeff, meet your new cellmate, Lenny Dykstra. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy, teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.